suspicion.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Bob. I'll tell you what, I got some good information for the guys out there this morning. You know, what's the most, the one important thing to keep these fish alive and healthy in our lakes?
Clean water.
Clean water and, most important, oxygen. Mm-hmm. They got to have oxygen before anything. Well, every month, the Striper Club, they take a reading of our oxygen and temperature throughout the whole lake. And as of right now, we've got good oxygen from zero down to about 35 feet. Now, from 35 feet from down to 65 feet, we got zero oxygen. And then again, from 65 to 85, we got good oxygen. So that's going to put all the fish, you know, all your smaller fish are going to be anywhere from 35 feet on up to zero. And then your stripers, they're going to be down deep. They're going to be in that 65 to 85 foot of water. And but now below that, you know, 90, 100 foot, zero oxygen. So, you know, that's one good benefit that you get out of being a member of the Striper Club. You know, they come out with these reports. So if you're looking for those bass and smaller fish, just fish 0 to 35 feet. Now, if you're looking for the stripers and hybrids, you better get down to 65 feet of water. That's where they're all at.
Well, all you got to do now is go fishing. You got all that information.
There you go. But, you know, they got to have that oxygen. You know, it happens every year, usually in August, September. You know, there is an oxygen problem in the lake. But right now, you got those two good zones, 0 to 35 feet, good. 60 to 85 feet, good. Anywhere in between, no oxygen, no fish. So stay away from that depth of water.
That's usually the depth I fish at, where there's no fish.
Well, you know, it really gives the guys a place to start looking at, you know, because, you know, North Gulfport, yeah, they got to have that oxygen to survive.
All right, Bink. Thank you very much.
Okay, until next week.
All right, live in the boat with the Bink, brought to you by Blackburn Resort and Harp Sporting Goods.